بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Pardon the delay in starting the class today. The time for the Asr prayer is getting later, and it's impossible for me to return from the masjid in time to start the class. As a result of that, بإذن الله تعالى, next week we'll be starting the class 30 minutes later instead of 3:30, 4 o'clock. And starting next week, the class will be from 4 o'clock until 5:30. Please make note that starting next week, the class will begin 30 minutes later, from 4 o'clock until 5:30. Okay. That being said, today, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our 11th session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And in today's session, number 11, we will be continuing where we left off with lesson 21. So today, inshallah, we're going to start with a quick review of the points that we covered from the English key last week in detail, points 1 through 8, page 89 to 93. And then we're going to go back and pick up where we left off, the last two points of the English key, points 9 and 10, on pages 93, 94, and 95. And then we're going to look at the particles that resemble the verb, which are also attached to the English key, pages 95 to 97. And then after that, inshallah, we'll look at the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, pages 178 to 179, and the first two exercises. بإذن الله تعالى. That's our plan, and we hope that we will be able to complete it. Okay, so what are we starting with? We are starting with the quick review of what we covered from the English key last week. Last week we covered it in detail, and today, inshallah, we're going to just cover it briefly. Quick review. Okay, just so that. And if a homework, the first day of the homework assignment was to review those points that we covered in the live session last week. So hopefully everybody had a chance to do that, look at it carefully and go over those things. And hopefully most of it is clear. And so today, inshallah, we'll just look at it quickly. We'll just look at it quickly. Okay, so we're going to look at the English key for lesson 21. Starting on page 89. The first point of this lesson is the core of the lesson. It's related to thulathi mazid verbs. It says in this lesson we learn the following. Number one, bab tafa'ala. Tafa'ala. This bab is formed by prefixing ta to the bab fa'ala. And then they gave us the examples. تكاسل, he was lazy. تثاءب, he yawned. تفاءل, with Hamza. تفاءل, he was optimistic. And تشاجروا, they quarreled or argued or disputed with one another. And تباكى, he pretended to cry. Alright, so what I'm going to do now is just go through the other forms of this bab, تفاءل, يعني as we did in previous chapters with يعني the other abwab thulathi يعني mazid verbs. The other abwab of the thulathi mazid verbs. We're going to look at eight things: past tense, present tense, fi'l amr, the masdar, ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, and ism zaman. Just quickly. The same format that we have seen before and that we covered in detail last week. Okay, so the bab is tafa'ala. In the mudari, since this verb is made up of five letters, not four, the mudara letter, the prefix letter, the ya, the ta, the hamza, the noon, is going to take fatha. Yani, like verbs in the past, not the dhamma. Alright, so, from tabaka, you have yatabaka. And from, yani, tatha'aba, you have yatatha'ab. Yatatha'abu. Yatatha'abu. And from takasala, yatakasalu. Yani, since, as in bab tafa'ala, with shadda on the ayn, since the harf mudari'a, yani, if the harf mudari'a is a ta, And because this bab begins with a ta, it may be omitted in literary writings, and here are some examples, and they gave us examples from the Quran. Yani the example of Yani ta'arafu fatata'arafu and ta'awanu fatata'awanu. As far as the fi'l amr is formulated, like the fi'l amr in other abwab of thulathi mazid, that is by omitting the harf mudara, the prefix letter, yani from the second person form, the ta, getting rid of the ta that's prefixed as harf mudara, the ta of the bab remains, and the last radical, the last root letter, changes from dhamma to sukoon. So from tatanawalu, you get tanawal. Tatanawalu, just one ta remains, tanawal, and the last vowel takes sukoon. And this is the same way that we formulated the fi'l amr in other thulathi mazid verbs. Yani getting rid of the harf mudara, and making the last letter sakin, if it is yani a naqis verb, instead of making the last letter sakin, yani the last letter is omitted. The masdar for the thulathi mazid verbs, abwab of thulathi mazid, each has a particular pattern. So the masdar for this bab is on the pattern of tafa'u, tafa'ulun. Alright, so tanawala became tanawulun, just changing the next to the last letter from fatha to dhamma. Yani tasha'ama, he was pessimistic, to tasha'umun, being yani pessimism. As far as the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul and ism zaman and makan, we said that the ism fa'il is formulated by replacing the harf mudara'a from the mudari form. From the mudari form, changing the harf mudara, the prefix letter, yani, to mim with dhamma. And the second radical, or the next to the last radical, is going to take kasra for the ism fa'il and fatha for the ism maf'ul. Alright, in my book it has the second radical is taking fatha. For ism fa'il it should be kasra. And the ism maf'ul is taking fatha, not as it is in my book, kasra. Alright, so for example, from tanawala, the fi'l mudari is yatanawalu. So the harf mudara, ya, is changed to mu. Yatanawalu became mutanawilun. Yani the harf mudara is exchanged with mim with dhamma, and the next to the last radical takes kasra for the ism fa'il and fatha for the ism maf'ul. So from yatanawalu, you get mutanawilun and mutanawalun. Fa'il and maf'ul, the ism makan and zaman is just like the ism maf'ul, yani exactly the same, with fatha on the next to the last radical. Okay, we also mentioned concerning this bab, tafa'ala, that amongst its meanings, general meanings for this bab, is reciprocal action. In Arabic, known as musharaka, yani that two or more people are reciprocating in doing the action with each other, like asking one another or helping and cooperating with one another and so on. The other meaning is a pretended action, izhar ma laysa fi al-batin, yani a person shows the opposite of, I mean, different than what's inside of them. Their true reality, they're showing something different. They're pretending to do, to be in a different condition or state, yani, than they really are. Tamarada, for example, means from marid or from marada, yani, that a person pretended to be sick. And tanawala, yani, from naum, a person pretended to be, from nama, yani, a person pretended to be asleep, and so on. Okay, so that's the quick review of the bab tafa'ala in the eight forms that we've covered with all with the other previous thulathi mazid verbs. The second point that we dealt with is later. We said that it's from the akhawatu inna, and as such, it's used with a jumla ismiya, which mubtada and khabar, when you use later with them, becomes ismu later and khabaru later. So the ism later, like inna, like ism inna, is mansoob, and khabaru later is marfu'un. And they gave us some examples of that, and they also told us that the meaning of later is that a person, this is the expression of a wish for something that is either impossible, it's not going to happen, or it's remotely possible. It's not likely that it's going to happen. Point number three is la and nafi lil jins. They gave us the example, la kitaba indi, yani there's absolutely no book with me. This la is called la nafi lil jins because it negates the entire genus, yani the entire class or type of something. Like it negates all books. If you say la kitaba, it negates all books. Just as we say la ilaha illallah, yani the negation of anything that can be worshipped besides Allah. And they also gave us some examples of this. What is important here is that the ism of la nafi lil jins is going to be mabniun upon whatever would have indicated it being mansub. So if a noun is mansub with fatah, then it's mabniun ala fatah. If it has a secondary sign, yani like the jam mudhakkar salim, yani when it is mansub instead of fatah, it takes kasra, so it would be mabniun ala kasra instead of fatah. And if it has another secondary sign, whatever the secondary sign of it being mansub, it will be mabniun on that particular sign. Not always fatah, it depends on what makes that type of noun mansub. A primary sign would be fatah, secondary sign could be other than that. Point number four is, as we learned in the previous lesson, tahdhir, yani to warn against something bad or evil or dangerous. And in this lesson we are learning that if the thing warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, if the thing warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, like an and a mudari verb, then in that case the waw from the tahdhir expression, like iyaka wa hadha ar-rajul, that waw may be omitted. So for example, iyaka wa an-nawm fil fasl, iyaka wa an-nawm, yani the nawm here is preceded by waw. So that waw, if instead of a noun like nawm, if a masdar muawwal is used in place of naum, like an tanama, then the waw may be omitted. So you will say iyaka an tanama fil fasl instead of iyaka wa an tanama. And the waw may be omitted, and they gave us examples of that. The fifth point is yani nouns on the pattern of af'alu. Nouns on the pattern of af'alu, denoting defects in the body and colors, yani their feminine form is going to be on the pattern of fa'la'u. So from a'araja, the feminine form is araja'u. Okay, from ahmaru, a color, the feminine form is hamra'u. And the plural of both of them is on the pattern of fu'lun. So the plural of a'araju and araja'u is urjun. The plural of ahmaru and hamra'u is humrun. So in this point number five, we're seeing that nouns that are on the pattern of af'alu, whether they're indicating defects in the body or colors, yani their feminine form is going to be on the pattern of fu'ala'u, and the plural of both masculine and feminine is on the pattern of yani fu'lun. Okay, so that's what we covered. That's five. I'm sorry, nope, that's not the end of it. That's five, and then we have six. Point number six on page 93, 6, 7, and 8 we covered last week. Point number six is that verbs, mithal verbs, that have the first radical, a weak letter, wow. Yani, if the first radical of a verb is wow or yeah, then this is what we called yani mithal al-fa, yani mithal meaning, I'm sorry, mu'tal al-fa, meaning that a weak letter is in the fa, the first radical or root letter. If it is a waw, yani a mithal verb, the first letter is a waw, then it has two masdars. One with the waw, that is from the original verb, like from wasafa, you have wasfun. From wa'ava, you have wa'avun. But also it has a second masdar that is without the waw, and because of the absence of that waw, the omission of the waw, it takes a compensatory ta marbuta. So instead of waw, it has ta marbuta on the end. So from wasafa, you have wasfun, or without the waw, sifatun. From wa'ava, you have wa'adhun, or without the waw, idhatun, and so on. The seventh point is that all nouns on the pattern of fu'alatun, with ta marbuta on the end, all nouns on the pattern of fu'alatun, like gurfatun and khutwatun and so on, their plural form, even though the second radical has sukun in the singular form, gurfa and khutwa, but in the plural form, that second radical is going to take dhamma, so gurfatun, yani is going to be gurfatun, and khutwatun is going to be khutwatun, and so on, like this. Hujratun, hujuratun. The eighth point is a preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal. A preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal. May be omitted. The preposition preceding the masdar mu'awwal may be omitted. As in, for example, أعوذ بالله من الكذب. So the preposition preceding الكذب, يعني, has to be there. أعوذ بالله من الكذب. But if we use a masdar mu'awwal instead of كذب, and we say أعوذ بالله أن أكذب, يعني instead of من الكذب, أعوذ بالله أن أكذب. Both of these expressions are going to have the same meaning. I seek refuge in Allah from telling lies. But one of them is used with the, yani, the kithib, the word, the noun, and one of them is used with the master mu'awwal, an akthiba. So the point here is what? That if a master mu'awwal is preceded, if a noun is preceded by a preposition, if that noun is replaced by the master mu'awwal, the preposition may be omitted. So, for example, you can say أعوذ بالله أن أكذب without the preposition من, or you can say it with the من. It's permissible to omit it, it's permissible to keep it. أعوذ بالله من أن أكذب. Just like you had من الكذب, you can say من الأكذب, or you can say أعوذ بالله أن أكذب without the من. The other example they gave us is أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah has commanded us with salat. So instead of salat, you can say أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ أَن نُصَلِّيَ. Masdar mu'awwal, without the min or with the min. أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ بِأَن نُصَلِّيَ. Yani with the preposition or without the preposition, if yani it is a masdar mu'awwal. The masdar mu'awwal can be used with the preposition or without the preposition. Okay, that's what we covered last week. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to continue with the English key and try to complete the final 2 points. The final 2 points of the English key on page 93, 94, and 95. And then what follows that is the particles that resemble the verb. That's on page 95, 96, and 97. So we're going to try to complete the English key today, and if we still have time, we're going to read the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 187 and 188, and then the first two yani exercises that follow it, if we have time. All right, so let's complete the English key, where we left off last week, where we just got finished reviewing, is point number 9 on page 93. And one of the reasons why we stopped there last week was because of the details that are given in reference to point number 9, which is dealing with al-badal. It's quite detailed, and rather than race to it, I felt that it's better that we have another week to review the English key and then to take our time with this point number 9 and point number 10, but especially point number 9. All right, so we're going to go to point number 9 today, and I'm going to say that it's not as complicated as it may appear to be at first, but alhamdulillah, since we had a chance, an extra week, to look at it again, since we didn't do it in the live session last week, we had a chance to take another look at it. Hopefully, inshallah, it gave us more time to study it carefully without being rushed through it. And hopefully, yani, we'll be able to retain it well. Comprehend it and retain it, inshallah. Alright, so point number 9, page 93, the bottom half of the page says, we have learnt the badal, al-badalu, in lesson 1. For example, Aina akhuka Hashimun. Where is your brother Hashim? Let's stop there. We have learnt the badal, or we were introduced to badal, in lesson 1. Aina akhuka Hashimun. Well, in reality, we were introduced to badal some time ago, but it wasn't described as badal. But we did learn previously that the ism ishara, like hadha or hadhihi or thalika or tilka in book 1, we learned that the ism ishara, when it's followed by a noun with alif lam, that's a badal construction. That's a badal construction. The ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. Like hadha al-kitabu kabirun. This book is big. So hadha is the mubdal minhu and al-kitab is the badal. Yani, that means that it can substitute. Either of them can substitute for the other and the sentence will still be complete, but together it becomes more clear. Yani, if somebody said hadha kabirun, pointing to a book, then it's yani hadha kitabun, hadha kabirun, this is big. Or if without the ism ishara you said al kitabu kabirun, the book is big. So yani the sentence is complete, except that when you use both of them together, the substitute and the word that it substitutes for, if they both together, it's more clear. Yani hadha al kitab, this book, yani kabirun, is big. Alright, so we introduced to badal initially without any details in book 1, and we were further introduced to it in this book in lesson 1. Okay, so the example that they gave us here is Aina akhuka Hashimun. Where's your brother Hashim? So Hashim is the badal that can substitute for akhuka. Together it makes the sentence more clear. If somebody said, where's your brother? It's clear, it's a complete sentence, but maybe a person has more than one brother. So if you say, Aina akhuka Hashimun, where's your brother Hashim? It becomes more clear. So the badal clarifies the mubdal minhu. Alright, it makes it more clear. They can substitute for one another. The sentence could be complete with either of them. Together, it's more clear. Also, I should note here that notice that akhuka here is marfu'un with the secondary sign of waw because it's from Asma al-Khamsa. And Hashimun is also marfu'un. So the badal, the substitute for the previous word, has to have the same i'rab as the word that it substitutes for, the mubdal minhu. Alright, so that is what we're going to start with. We have been introduced to badal previously. And they gave us an example of a badal that we saw before. And now, we are going to get some of the details. The badal is of 4 kinds. Okay, so let's just say the badal is of 4 kinds. What are they? The total badal, the partial badal, the comprehensive badal, and on the top of the next page, the dissimilar badal. Alright, so each of them, there are examples, and we're going to give some extra examples with each of them just to make it more clear so that there's no difficulty involved in this particular topic. Alright, the first one is total badal. The second one is partial badal. Yani total badal means that the badal yani substitutes completely for the word that it substitutes for, the mubdal minhu. Partial badal means that it's a part of the original word that it's substituting for. It's just a part of it, not the completion of it. Comprehensive badal means that there's a relationship between the thing that it is substituting for, but it's not the whole of it, total, nor is it a part of it, partial. Rather, it has a relationship with the original word, the mubdal minhu. Dissimilar badal means that it's a substitute that is completely different than the original word, the mubdal minhu. It's completely different. It has no relationship with it, yani, at all. It's completely unrelated. Alright, so let me just give a rule here before we look at each of these 4 types of badal. So the rule is that the badal substitute, this is not in the book, I'm just trying to give you a rule that brings the overall, yani, picture of the Bedel. The Bedel, substitute, is the second word or second expression in a pair of words. So there are two words or two expressions. The Bedel is the second one. And the substitute is the second one. And the Bedel clarifies or specifies or corrects the first word. A pair of words or expressions, two of them. The second one is the Bedel. And what is its job? To clarify the first one. Or to specify, be more specific about the first one, or to correct the first one, yani which was stated mistakenly, to correct it. Alright? So, two words. The first one is the original word, the Mubdal Minhu. The second one is its substitute, the Bedel. The substitute clarifies, specifies, or corrects the first word, the Mubdal Minhu. And the Bedel also follows the grammatical case of the first word. Yet it has the same I'rab as the Mubdal Minhu. Two words. The Bedel is the second word. The Mubdal Minhu is the first word. The Bedel follows the first word, the Mubdal Minhu, in terms of its I'rab. Alright, so that's the rule that overall covers what we're going to be looking at. Now we're going to look at the details of each of these four types with extra examples, and then we'll look at the other rules and regulations related to Bedel and the Mubdal Minhu. Bedel is the substitute word that comes second, and the Mubdal Minhu is the original word that comes first. And we'll see in each of these four types that the Bedel is either clarifying the first word, or it's giving specifics, specifying the first word, specifics related to it, or it is correcting the first word, yani that was spoken perhaps mistakenly or forgetfully or whatever. Okay, so the total Bedel in Arabic is called Bedelu al-Kul min al-Kulli. Bedelu al-Kulli min al-Kulli. Total Bedel. There are other names that some of the books use for it, but in any case, this expression is clear. Bedel al-Kulli, the Bedel of the whole thing, min al-Kulli, from the whole thing. Yani, so the Bedel is actually an exact replica, the same thing, but expressed in a different way of the original first word. For example, Najaha akhuka Muhammadun. Your brother, Muhammad, has passed. Here, Muhammad is the same as akhuka. Yani, akhuka, your brother, if I mention his name, Muhammad, so it's the same person. So this is a total, full Bedel. The Bedel encompasses the whole of the Mubdal Minhu. It's exactly the same. They are mutabaqa. Yani, they are in agreement. They are exactly the same. So they gave one example. Let's look at some other examples. These are not in the book. These are just examples that I found in other places that inshallah will be helpful. Alright, so another example of a total full Bedel, where the Bedel, the substitute, is exactly completely the same as the Mubdal Minhu, just with different words. Huwa al-Khalifatu Abu Bakrin. Again, Huwa al-Khalifatu Abu Bakrin. He is the Khalifa, Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr, the name, the proper name Abu Bakr, the name of a person, radiallahu anhu, is the Bedel, the substitute. The Mubdal Minhu is al-Khalifatu. So the Khalifa and Abu Bakr are exactly the same. This is what you call a total or complete full Bedel. Yani that the substitute is exactly the same. It's not a part of it. It is exactly the same as the Mubdal Minhu. Another example. Al-Duktoru Faridun Tabibun. Dr. Farid is a doctor. Dr. Farid is a medical doctor. Tabibun. Al-Duktoru Faridun Tabibun. Dr. Farid is a medical doctor. Here the word Farid, the proper noun Farid, is the Bedel, the substitute, and Al-Duktor is his title. So Al-Duktor, that person who you're referring to by the title, Al-Duktor, his name is Farid. So Farid is a total Bedel, a full, complete Bedel. He's exactly the same as who you're referring to by Al-Duktor. It's just his name, Farid. One more example. أحب الإمام البخاري. البخاري. أحب الإمام البخاري. I love الإمام البخاري. Here in this case, the name al-Bukhari is the badal, the substitute for al-Imam. Imam is his title, al-Bukhari is his name. This is, yani the substitute is exactly the same person. It's a complete, full badal. Okay, notice in these examples that usually the first one is just a title, like the Khalifa or the Imam, or a Doctor. Yani, these are titles, and then after that came the person's name, for example. So we know that the title refers to the same person that the proper noun, the proper name refers to. So this is a complete or total badal. Here I want to note that it is a condition that the badal be the exact same thing, person or thing, as the mubdal minhu. Not a part of it, but in totality, it should be exactly the same. One more example I'm going to give. Ba'atha Allahu an-Nabiyya Muhammadan. That Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, so here, the name, the proper noun Muhammad is the badal, and it's a substitute for an-Nabi. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an-Nabi. So this is a total, complete badal. Total and complete badal. Alright, so the only thing that I want to remind us of here is notice that the badal has the same i'rab as the mubdal minhu. Al-Khalifatu Abu Bakrin. Abu is marfu'un like Al-Khalifatu. Al-Dukturu Faridun. Faridun is marfu'un like Al-Dukturu. Yani Al-Nabiyya Ba'ath Allahu Al-Nabiyya is mansub and Muhammadan is mansub like the mubdal minhu and so on, like this. Okay, let's go on to the second type of badal. This is a complete or total badal called badalu al-kulli. The whole of it, min al-kulli, from the whole of it. Yani, they are completely, exactly the same. The second type is a partial badal, and it's easy to understand what that means. It's like, instead of total badal, this is a partial badal. The substitute is going to be a part of the original thing. The mubdal minhu, it's going to be a part of it, not the whole of it, right? This is called partial badal. In Arabic, it's called badalu al-ba'adi min al-kulli. Yani, part of, some of, the whole. Not the whole of it, but a part of it. That's why it's called partial badal. The example they gave us, akaltu ad-dajajata nisfaha. Ad-dajajata mansub with fatah, nisfa mansub with fatah. Akaltu الدجاجته نصفها. I ate the chicken, half of it. Here, nisf is part of الدجاجة. It's a part of it. It's not the whole of it, but it is a part of it. All right. So that's why it's called partial badal, because the substitute here is only a part of the mubdal minhu, the whole chicken. Other examples that are not in the book. But here, let me just note, the rule here is that that the partial badal, yani the substitute here that's a partial badal, must be a real, actual part of the first word, the mubdal minhu. It must be an actual part of it. Like half of it, a third of it, a fourth of it, 7/8 of it, whatever. It has to be an actual, real, haqiqi part of the mubdal minhu. And it must also be connected to a pronoun that goes back to the mubdal minhu. So we see in the example they gave us here that nisfuha has the pronoun ha, which refers back to ad-dajaja. That pronoun must be in the partial badal. The badal must have a pronoun that refers back to the mubdal minhu. Okay? And also, of course, yani it's going to have the same i'rab. Ad-dajajata nisfaha. The ha refers back to the whole, yani that it's a partial badal for at the jaja. Alright? So let's give another example and look at these two things, that the partial badal must be a real part of the whole thing, the mubdal minhu. So another example that I found that I think is clear. عالج الطبيب المريض أنفه. Again, عالج الطبيب. The doctor treated, يعني treated, medically treated. المريض منصوب with فتح. The sick person. The بدل is أنفه. يعني his nose. يعني the doctor treated the patient. يعني his nose. So the بدل here is أنفه. It's a part of the patient. It's a part of that human being who was sick. It's an actual real part of him. And it is connected to al-marid by the pronoun who, which refers back to al-marid. And it has the same i'rab, al-marida, yani is the mafulun bi mansub with fatha, and anfa is also mansub with fatha. Alright? So again, the rule here is that the partial bedel must be a real, actual part of the thing that it is substituting for, the mubdal minhu, and it must also have a pronoun attached to it that goes back, that refers back to the mubdal minhu, yani the first word. Another example of the partial bedel, tamazzaqa al-kitaba ghilafahu. Al-kitaba is mafulun bi mansub with fatha, and ghilafa is also mansub with fatha as a bedel. The bedel must be a real part of the mubdal minhu. So here we see tamazzaqa al-kitaba ghilafahu. Yani he tore up the book. He tore the book, yani its cover. So the cover is a part of the book. And as a part, this is a partial bedel. Yani bedel al-ba'ad, some of it. Min al-kul, from the whole of it. The whole is the book, the part is its cover. Has the same i'rab, fatha, mansub with fatha, and it also has a pronoun, ghilafahu, pronoun that goes back to al-kitab. Now, okay, the next, these two bedels, total bedel, is just, the substitute is complete, is the complete same thing as the mubdal minhu, the thing that is substituting for. The partial bedel, it's an actual part of the thing that is substituting for, even though it's not the whole of it. Before we go on to the next one, let me just give one more example. Yani, inkasara al-manzilu with dhamma babuhu, its door. Yani the house broke up or was damaged. The house was damaged, yani its door. Its door was damaged. Yani so babuhu, the bab is a part of the house. The house is composed of windows, doors, roof, different parts. The bab is a part of an actual real part of the house. It's not the whole of it, and that's why yani it's a partial bedel. Yani, something that's a part of the whole, the mubdal minhu, is substituting for it, has the same i'rab, and it has a pronoun that goes back to the mubdal minhu. Al-manzilu babuhu. In kasara, al-manzilu babuhu. Now, okay, so the first two types of bedel, total bedel, the substitute is complete, this is exactly the same as the thing it substitutes for. Partial bedel, it's an actual real part of the thing that it's substituting for. The third one, is not as clear as the first two. It's not as clear as the first two. Number three, it says, we're on the bottom of page 93. Number three says, comprehensive bedel. Comprehensive bedel. Bedel al-ishtimal. Yani yistamila alayhi. Yani it is, bedel al-ishtimal, they translate it as comprehensive bedel. This means that the original word, yani, it's comprehensive and it includes, yani, it includes, it has a relationship with the bedel from it. It has some kind of relationship with it. But it's unlike the total bedel. It's not the same thing. And it's unlike the partial bedel. It's not an actual, physical, real part of the mubdal minhu. But it has a relationship with it. Yani, the mubdal minhu, the original word, has a relationship with, yani, the comprehensive bedel, the thing that is being substituted for it as the second expression or the second word in the sentence. Any two words, the bedel is composed of two words, right? The second word of those two words clarifies, specifies, or corrects the first word, and it has the same grammatical case as the first word. So here, what we're going to see here is that the comprehensive bedel, yani, specifies something about the mubdal minhu. Yani, it has a relationship with it, and it gives us some specification. Just as the partial bedel also specifies, it tells us which part of the mubdal minhu, yani, we're actually talking about. Which part of it we're actually talking about. So it's specification. The first total bedel clarifies. It clarifies, it brings more clarity to the mubdal minhu. Yani, when you say, akhuka Muhammad. So Muhammad brings more clarity to who you mean by akhuka. Because maybe the person has more than one brother. So, we said that the bedel clarifies, specifies, or corrects. So here, in the partial bedel and the comprehensive bedel, both of them, there is specification. The partial bedel clarifies, specifies which part of the mubdal minhu we really intend here, and the comprehensive bedel, that bedel also specifies, gives us some specifics of what we're talking about, but it's different from the total bedel because it's not exactly the same thing, and it's different from the partial bedel because it's not a real haqiqi part of the mubdal minhu. It's not a real part of it, but it is something that's related to it. It has a relationship with it. Okay? Okay, so let's see the example they gave us here for the comprehensive bedel. Bedel al-ishtimali. أعجبني هذا الكتاب أسلوبه. Here, or the meaning is, I like, or I was amazed by this book, its style. أعجبني هذا الكتاب. I like this book, or I was amazed by this book. The bedel is what? Its style. أسلوبه. Notice that the bedel has a pronoun that goes back to al-kitab, who, and it also has the same i'rab as al-kitabu uslubu, yani marfu'un with dhamma. But it's not an actual part of it, nor is it exactly the same as al-kitab, but it has a relationship with the kitab. What is the relationship? Yani its style. The book has a style. Style is not a physical, real part of the book. It's not the pages of the book or the cover of the book, but it has a relationship with the book. What? It specifies something about the book. It has a style. And the person is saying here, أعجبني الكتاب. But what is it specifically about the book that I liked? Yani, its style. أسلوبه. So here we said, أسلوب is not the same as الكتاب. So it's not a total full bedel. Nor is it a part of it. A real part of it. Yani, an actual part of the book itself. Therefore, it's not a partial bedel. But it is something contained in it, in the idea of the book. Yani, it is its style. And it has a relationship. Yani, the style is related to the book. Here's another example. نتساءل عن الامتحان. عن الامتحان. كيف يكون. We are asking each other about the examination. How it will be. In this sentence, الامتحان is the مبدل منه. And this sentence, كَيْفَ يَكُونُ is the bedel. كَيْفَ يَكُونُ is the bedel. Why? Because it's not the exam itself, how it's going to be. It's not the exam, nor is it a part of the exam, but it's related to the exam, meaning, how is the exam going to be? Yani, what is it going to be like? Is it going to be difficult, or is it going to be easy? For this type of bedel, also, yani, what is important here is that in terms of the rules, this type of bedel must have a pronoun that goes back to the mubdal minhu. And that's why we have uslubuhu. Who goes back to al-kitab. Okay, but here, in this second example, we see that the bedel is not a single word, it's a sentence. Okay, so what goes back to it is the pronoun in yakunu. Yakunu, yani the fa'il is damir mustatir taqdiruhu, huwa. Huwa goes back to al-imtihan. This also brings to our attention the fact that the bedel is not always going to be a single word. Yani, it could be a noun, it could be a verb, could be a sentence. So in this case, Yani it's a sentence. Kayfa yakunu. And we'll talk about that as we go along. But what I want to just say here is that the comprehensive bedal al-ijtimal, yani is not an actual part of the mubdal minhu, nor is it the whole of it. Rather, it is something that has a relation to it. Has a relation to it. Alright? Let's see some examples of the bedal, yani al-ijtimal. So I'll give you some other examples here just to try to make it a little bit more clear, because this one is the one that is the least clear, yani how it actually works. Okay, so let's look at some of the examples. For example, أعجبني الخطيب علمه. Again, أعجبني الخطيب علمه. Yani, the khatib, the speaker, amazed me. What about the speaker amazed me? Ilmuhu. So here in ilmuhu we have a clarification or a specification of what it is about the khatib that amazed me. A'jabani al-khatib. What about the khatib? Specifically, ilmuhu. And here we see that ilmuhu has the same i'rab as al-khatib. Al-khatib is the fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma, and ilmuhu is also marfu'un with dhamma, and it also contains the pronoun hu. That refers back to al-khatib. Another example. In tafa'atu bil-qur'ani hadiyihi. In tafa'atu, I benefited bil-qur'ani, with the Qur'an. What about the Qur'an? Specifically, hadiyihi. It's hadi, it's guidance. Yani, I benefited from the Qur'an, yani specifically, its guidance. So here again we have, yani, hadihi is not a part of the Qur'an, but it's related to the Qur'an, that the Qur'an contains guidance. Right? It's not the whole of the Qur'an, nor is it a part of the Qur'an, but it's, yani, it specifies something that, yani, is related to the Qur'an. That is, its guidance. In tafa'atu bil-Qur'ani, with kasra majroor, hadyihi. Hadyi, with kasra majroor, we see that, it has the same i'rab, and it also has the pronoun, he, that refers back to al-Qur'an. Another example, intasara al-maliku jayshuhu. Intasara al-maliku jayshuhu. The king, yani, was intasara, yani he won the war, he overcame, yani he was victorious or conquered the enemies. Intasara al-maliku, yani specifically jayshuhu, yani so jayshuhu, the bedal, specifies what exactly, yani, is intended by the king. Intasara, he won, he overcame, he was victorious, yani his army was victorious. And here we see jayshuhu has the same i'rab, yani marfu'un with dhamma, as al-malaku, which is fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Jayshuhu is also marfu'un with dhamma, and it also has the pronoun hu that goes back to al-malik. And the final example I want to give for this one is sami'tu al-mudarrisa hadithahu. I heard the teacher his speech. Sami'tu al-mudarrisa. Mudarrisa maf'ulun bi, mansub with fatha. Hadithahu also mansub with fatha, has the same i'rab, and it has the pronoun hu that goes back to al-mudarris. So yani specifically, what did I hear? I heard the teacher, I specifically heard his speech, his talking, what he said. Alright, so this is the comprehensive bedal, yani it's unlike the first two, it's not the exact same thing as the mubdal minhu, nor is it an actual physical part of it, but it has a relationship to it. The last one, turning to page 94, the dissimilar bedal, yani al-badalu al-mubayinu, the bedal that is dissimilar, yani it is different from the mubdal minhu. It's something completely different. Has no relationship to it. It's not the same as it, nor a part of it, nor does it have any relation to it. It's dissimilar. Al-mubayin. Yani they are completely different. This type of bedal is sometimes referred to as badal al-ghalat. Al-ghalat. Yani ghain lam fa. Because it's the badal where a person made a mistake. So the badal is the correction of the mistake. Or it's sometimes referred to as badal al-nisyan. Because the mubdal minhu, yani the first word, yani was spoken due to forgetfulness. And then the second word, the badal, yani is after the person remembered. So it's correcting the person's mistake or correcting their memory. So this type of badal al-mubayina actually has different forms. It could be a mistake, it could be forgetfulness, it could be that a person said something and then later changed it because they found something better. Okay, I see a question here that was 2 minutes ago. Okay, let me just finish the similar badal and then I'll go to the question. The similar badal, again, what is important about it is that it's completely different than the first word, the mubdal minhu. The example they gave for it, أعطني الكتابة الدفترة. Give me the book, I mean the notebook. So the person mistakenly said the book, and what they really intended was the notebook. So this is a badal غلط. Yani the first word, the mubdal minhu, is a mistake. The second word is correcting. The substitute word is correcting to it, correcting it. It is possible the person, the mubdal minhu, could be said due to forgetfulness, and then they remembered and changed it. What is important here is that the mubdal minhu is completely different from the badal, the word that comes as a substitute for it, although they both still have the same i'rab. So it's not the whole of it, the same as it, it's not a part of it, nor does it have any relationship to it whatsoever. It's just something completely different that was by mistake or due to forgetfulness or due to a person having a second thought and changing what they wanted to say. Here, the intended word in this example, أعطني الكتابة الدفترة, the intended word is الدفترة, the substitute. But by mistake, the speaker said الكتابة, then he corrected himself. I'll give just a couple of examples and then I'll go to the question. صليت في المسجد الظهر العصر. I prayed in the masjid الظهر. And then the person remembered actually that it was Asr. Or, yani, they corrected the mistake. They said Dhuhr by mistake. Or they said it due to forgetfulness and then they corrected it with Al Asr. So in this case, Al-Dhuhra is the Mubdal Minhu. Yani, it's the Mafulun Bi of Salaytu, Mansub with Fatah, and Asr also Mansub with Fatah. This type of Badal, like the first type, Al-Kullu, does not have a pronoun that goes back to the Mubdal Minhu, like the second and third type has. It has no pronoun. Alright, it's just something completely different. Another example, Asimatul Mamlakati Juddatu Ar-Riyadu. The capital of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is Jeddah. And then the person corrects himself and says, Ar-Riyadu. Yani, instead of Jeddah, it's Riyadh. Asimatu Al-Mamlakati Juddatu. The capital of Mamlaka is Jeddah, and then they corrected themselves or remembered and said Ar-Riyadu. And the final example, Qara'tu al-kitaba as-sahifata. I read the book, the newspaper. Meaning, I mean the newspaper. Again, al-kitaba is maf'ulun bi mansub with fatah. As-sahifata is the badal. It's also mansub with fatta. And these are some examples, extra examples, just to bring some clarity. Now let me look at this question. In the sentence, a'jabani هذا الكتاب أعجبني هذا الكتاب. Let me see where that example is at. Yani, that's for okay. أعجبني هذا الكتاب أسلوبه. I like this book, its style. أسلوب is not the same as الكتاب, nor is it part of it, but it is something contained in it. Okay, so the question is, أعجبني هذا الكتاب أسلوبه. Is the word كتابة a badal al-kullu min al-kullu of hadha and also the mubdal minhu for the word uslubuhu? Okay, al-kitaba is, in fact, it is yani a badal for the word hadha. And it's also the mubdal minhu in reference to uslubuhu. That's correct, yes. Ajabani hadha al-kitab, because hadha al-kitab is also a bedel construction. Yani what was intended by the example though is yani the bedel, the comprehensive bedel, bedel ijtimal, but in reality this is also a bedel, bedel yani al kullu min al kullu, because hadha and al kitab yani are exactly the same. They refer to exactly the same thing, and this is a beautiful observation, mashallah, that I didn't pay attention to even myself. Jazakum Allahu khair wa barakallahu fikum. Okay, let's go on to the remaining information related to al-bedel. Okay, so these are the four types of bedel. One that is exactly the same, the total bedel. The second one, in which the bedel is a part of the mubdal minhu. The third one, in which the bedel has some relationship. It's not a part of it, the same as it, the whole of it, but it has some relationship. And then the final bedel, dissimilar bedel, is yani the bedel is completely different from the mubdal minhu. Then there are some other notes here related to al-bedel. It says the noun for which the bedel is the substitute is called mubdal minhu. Al-mubdal, al-mubdalu minhu. Of course, alhamdulillah, we've been using this expression throughout our discussion today, so we're already familiar with this word. But anyway, here's the note that explains the noun for which the bedel is a substitute. The original word, the first word, is called al-mubdalu minhu, the thing that's substituted for. In ibnuka bilalun, or aina ibnuka bilalun, the word bilalun is the bedel, and ibnuka is the mubdal minhu. So there are two words or two expressions. The first one is the original word, the mubdal minhu, and the second one is its substitute. The bedel need not agree with the mubdal minhu in being definite or indefinite. So this is a point that I didn't mention in the examples that we gave before, but the point here is that the bedel agrees with the mubdal minhu in i'rab, but it need not agree with the mubdal minhu in being definite or indefinite. Meaning, the mubdal minhu can be definite and the bedel be indefinite, or the vice versa. The mubdal minhu can be indefinite and the bedel can be definite. They don't have to agree in terms like a knot. A knot agrees in i'rab, it agrees in gender being masculine or feminine, it agrees in number and being singular, dual, or plural, and so on. And it also agrees in being definite or indefinite, a knot or a sifa. Not so with the bedel. It does not have to agree with the mubdal minhu in being definite or indefinite. The example they gave us, a'rifu lugataini, I know two languages, al-faransiyyata wal-ispaniyyata, yani French and Spanish. Here, lugataini is indefinite, it's not definite. Lugataini, yani luga is an indefinite noun, lugataini is the dual, it's indefinite. And al-faransiyya and al-ispaniyya are both definite. So the point is what? That the mubdal and the mubdal minhu do not have to agree in being both being definite or both being indefinite. Next point, the bedel and the mubdal minhu may be of different types. Yani, A, they may both be nouns, or B, they may both be verbs, or C, they may both be sentences, or D, they may be different. The first being a sentence and the second being a noun. Or actually, the example they gave us, the first being a noun and the second being a sentence. Okay? So the bedel and mubdal minhu are two words or two expressions. Both of them can be nouns. Both of them can be verbs. Both of them can be sentences, or they may be different from each other. Yani one being a noun and one being a sentence. Alright? So look at the examples. For A, both may be nouns. Yas'alunaka عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه. They ask you regarding the sacred month, regarding qital, fighting, warfare in it, in the sacred month. This is in the Quran, 2nd Surah, 217th Ayat. Here what we want to say is, الشهر الحرام is the مبدل منه. عن الشهر الحرام. We see that الشهر الحرام is yani majrur with kasra, and kitalin is also majrur with kasra. So ash-shahr haram is the mubdal minhu, the original word, and kitalin is the bedel. So this is a, yani it's not mentioned here, but this is what type of badal? Yani, is it the same as a shahr, kital? No. Is it a part of it? No. But it has a relationship to it, in that what? Yani, fighting, it specifies what we're talking about, the shahr haram, we're talking about specifically fighting in that month. So this is a badal, al-ishtimal, comprehensive badal. Yani, it has a relationship to the mubdal minhu. So the example here, though, that they want to pay attention to is that both of them are nouns. Shahr haram and kital are both nouns. The second way, it could be both verbs. The badal and the mubdal minhu could both be verbs. The example they gave us is from the 25th surah, I think Surah Al-Furqan, ayats 68 and 69, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ. Yani, and whoever does this, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, whoever does this or does that, يَلْقَى أَثَامًا, shall receive, يَلْقَى أَثَامًا, shall receive punishment. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ, the punishment al-azab will be yudaf, doubled for him. In this sentence, I mean in this expression, yalqa is a verb. Yani he will meet or he will receive athama, yani punishment. And yudaf is also a verb. Yani the punishment, al-azab, will be doubled for him. So this is an example of what? The mudgal minhu is yalqa. He will receive or meet. And the badal yudaf is also a verb. So here the mubdal minhu yalqa and the badal yudaf are both verbs. Both are verbs. And this also, yani they are not the same or even a part of the same. Yalqa means to receive punishment. Yani yudaf means that it's doubled. Yani so it's really two different things, but they are related, both of them related to punishment. So it's badal ishtimal. The third example, or the third type, they said, the badal and mubdal minhu may both be sentences. Both of them may be sentences. Yani, and the example they gave us is from the Quran 26 surah, 132 and 133. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ. Here's the sentence. أَمَدَّكُمْ. Yani, he has provided you. بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And fear him. اتَّقُوا الَّذِي, and fear him, Allah, who has أَمَدَّكُمْ, who has provided you بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, with what you know, yani with all good things that you know. أَمَدَّكُمْ, another sentence, the same sentence came again, أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ, he has provided you with cattle and sons. And here the point is that the مُبْدَلْ مِنْهُ أَمَدَّكُمْ is a complete sentence, he has provided for you. And the badal, amaddakum, is a complete sentence. Yani, he has provided for you. He has provided for you all the good things that you know. He has provided for you, yani, cattle and sons or children. The third way it may happen is that they may not be both nouns or both verbs or both sentences. Rather, they may be two different things from amongst those nouns, verbs, or sentences. D, be different. The first being should be a noun, and the second being a sentence, due to the example they gave us, yani, that the mubdal minhu was a noun, and the badal is a sentence. In this example they gave us, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, yani from the Quran, 88th surah, 17th ayat, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ, don't they look at الْإِبِلِ. Yani the mubdal minhu is al-ibl, yani a noun. The badal is kayfa khuliqat, how they have been created, a sentence. So the first word is a noun, al-ibli, and the second word is a sentence, kayfa khuliqat. And therefore, yani the point is what? That this is an example of the badal and the mubdal minhu being different, one being a noun and one being a sentence. And this is also badal ijtimal, because it is telling us Yani something about the ibl. It's not the ibl or part of the ibl, but it's related to the ibl. In what way? Yani it's specifying to us something about it. That is how it is created. Yani at its creation. How amazing is the creation of the ibl? And Allah points this out to us to reflect on the creation, especially the amazing creation of the ibl, the camels. Okay, that's the end of the main point of our lesson today, yani the bedel, and these details that we have covered today is the reason why I didn't want to cover it last week, because I don't want to rush through this, even though it took us a lot of time, but it's okay, inshallah, we're not, as I always say, we're not in a hurry, we're not in a race, right? Okay, the last point of the English key, of the proper part of the English key, is point number 10 on the bottom of page 94. يبدو أنه منومٌ munawwimun, with shadda on the waw and kasra, munawwimun. It seems to be sleep-inducing. Yabdu annahu, it appears, it seems annahu, that it is munawwimun, yani sleep-inducing, that it's causing sleep. In this sentence, the master mu'awwil annahu munawwimun is the fa'il of yabdu. It's the fa'il of yabdu, yani the master mu'awwil annahu munawwimun. We have already learned what you're probably saying. What kind of master mu'awwil is this? We used to a master mu'awwil being a particle n and a mudari verb, right? So this is another type of master mu'awwil. You have already learned one type of master mu'awwil, which is made up of n plus a mudari verb. Like, for example, uridu an akhruja. I want to go out. So there's another type of master mu'awwil, which is made up of anna with shadda, not an, but anna plus its ism and its khabar. Remember, inna wa akhawatuha, yani anna is from akhawatu inna, right? Anna is from akhawatu inna, is used with a mubtada and a khabar, which becomes ismu anna and khabaru anna. So here we see that anna and its ism and its khabar together, annahu munawwimun, yani annahu. Who is the ism of anna, and munawwim is the khabar. So anna plus its ism, who, and its khabar, munawwimun, together all make up a second type of masdar muawwal. For example, balagani annahu, going over to the next page, 95, balagani annahu mata. Yani, news has reached me. Yani, it has reached me. Yani, the news has reached me. Annahu mata, that he died. Here, the master mu'awwil, anna, and its ism and its khabar, annahu mata, is the fa'il of the verb balaga. Is the fa'il of the verb balaga. Just like we said, annahu munawwin. Yani anna plus its ism and its khabar is the fa'il in that first example, yabdu annahu munawwin. So likewise, balagani annahu mata, yani annahu mata, the master mu'awwal, is here the fa'il of the verb balagha. Here are some more examples of this, yani second type of master mu'awwal. Yasurruni annaka tilmidhi, I am pleased that you are my student. Literally, yasurruni, it pleases me. Annaka, that you, tilmidhi, are my student. And again in this example, annaka tilmidhi, anna plus its ism ka and its khabar, tilmidhi, yani all of it together, the master mu'awwil, is the fa'il of yasurruni. Yasurruni annaka tilmidhi. The last example they gave, yabdu annaka musta'ajilun, it appears that you are in a hurry. Yabdu annaka musta'ajilun. So here the master mu'awwil anna plus its ism, the kaf, yani corresponding to the personal pronoun anta, anna plus its ism, the kaf, the pronoun kaf, and its khabar musta'ajilun, together, anna and its ism and its khabar, annaka musta'ajilun, is the fa'il of the verb yabdu. Yabdu. Yani annaka musta'ajil, yani this is the fa'il. This is what appeared to me, that you are in a hurry. And this is the end of the main part of the English key, and then there's an attachment to it that deals with the particles that resemble the verb. يعني إن وأخواتها يعني الأحرف المشبهة بالفعل. يعني this is another name for إن وأخواتها. الأحرف, the particles, المشبهة, that resemble بالفعل, the verb, which resemble the verb. يعني in meaning and in their عمل, in their action. They resemble the verb in meaning and in their action. Okay, let's look at this in the time that remains. And we don't really actually have a lot of time remaining, so we might not get to the dialogue today. If we don't, inshallah, we'll take it again for homework next week, give you just a little bit more time to study the English key and to study the dialogue and to begin doing the exercises. We'll be doing for next week extra exercises, and in addition to what we already had for this week, if we don't cover them today. Okay, the particles that resemble the verb. The particles, al-ahruf, yani the plural of harf. Al-mushabbahatu, yani that resemble. They have resemblance, yani. Bil-fi'li, yani that resemble verbs. These are six. The particles that resemble the verb, they are six particles. Inna wa anna, wa ka'anna, lakinna, layta, and la'alla. They are called inna wa akhawatuha. That's what we learned. The reference to them previously is inna wa akhawatuha. And they are called akhawatu inna because they act the same way, they work the same way that inna does. That is, they use with a jumla ismiya, nominal sentence, mubtada and khabar. And when inna or any of its sisters are introduced to the sentence, then the mubtada becomes ismu inna or ismu anna or ismu ka'anna, and the khabar becomes khabaru inna. The ism inna is mansub, and the khabaru inna is marfu'un. So inna wa akhawatuha, all of them used with the jumla ismi, and all of them act the same way. They make the ism mansub and the khabar marfu'un. Now let's look at their meanings, each one separately. We have already learnt them previously, inna wa akhawatuha, or al-ahruf al-mushabbahatu bil-fi'l. They resemble the verb in two points. Inna wa akhawatuha resemble, are particles that resemble the verb in two ways. A, in their meaning, and B, in their grammatical function. Okay, let's see, what do they mean by in their meaning? Yani each of these particles has the meaning of a verb. Inna and anna with fatha mean I emphasize. Yani it's used for emphasis. So the meaning of them is like the meaning of a verb. I emphasize. Ka'anna means I liken, yani it is like, or it is as though, yani التشبيه. Lakinna means I correct, yani استدراك. Yani you say something and then you wanna, yani clarify, you want to, yani specify, you want to correct maybe a misunderstanding that could come from the first statement. So you say lakinna, but let me just add to this something to make clarification, specification. Naam. Later means I wish. Yani for something that is impossible or nearly impossible. La'alla means I hope or I fear. Yani I hope for something that's possible or I fear. Yani the difference between I wish, yani later, and la'alla, I hope, is that later is wishing for something that is either impossible or nearly impossible. Whereas, yani la'alla, in its meaning as I hope, yani is hoping for something that's actually possible. But it has two meanings, I hope and I fear. So this is how they resemble verbs in meaning. Each of them has a meaning. I emphasize, I liken, I correct, I wish, I hope, I fear, and so on. They also resemble verbs in a second way, that is, in their grammatical function. For just as the verb renders its maf'ulun bi mansub, in the same way, these particles render their ism mansub. So how do they resemble the verb? They also, yani, affect a noun and make it mansub. Yani, the verb has a maf'ulun bi, its object, and the particles, inna and akhawatuha, have a ism that they make mansub. Alright, now let's look one more time in a little more detail After mentioning that they resemble the verbs in these two ways, in their meaning and in their grammatical function, now let's look at each of them separately with examples for each one in detail. The meanings of these particles, inna and anna, are both, these signify emphasis, at-tawqeed. At-tawqeed. Both of them mean emphasis. Surely, certainly, definitely. For example, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Indeed, Allah is severe in punishment. This is in the Quran, 5th Surah, 2nd Ayat. Example of أَنَّ. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And know that Allah is indeed severe in punishment. The meaning here should be, and know that Allah is indeed severe in punishment. Because both, yani, I mean, that we should note here, and know that Allah is indeed severe in punishment, because both anna and inna, yani, have the meaning of tawqeed, emphasis. Even though normally anna is just translated as that. Yani, normally people would translate it as, and know that Allah is shadeed al-iqab, but the proper way to understand it should be with the word indeed, because both anna and inna have the signify tawqeed. And this second example is from the Quran, 8th Surah, 25th Ayat. The second particle, ka'anna, signifies resemblance, tashbih. Tashbih, and it also signifies adhan, doubt. Yani, somebody thinks something, but they're not certain about it. Ka'anna signifies resemblance. First, at tashbih, for example, ka'anna al-ilma nurun. It is as if knowledge is light. Yani, knowledge resembles light. Second example, it may also signify doubt, adhan. For example, ka'annani a'rifuka. It looks as if I know you. Yani, ka'annani. It is as though I know you, but there's doubt. I'm not really sure. That's why it has the meaning of dhan. Ka'annani a'rifuka. Yani, it looks as if. It is as though I think, but I'm not sure. I think that I know you. The third one is lakin, with shadda on the noon. Because lakin without shadda on the noon has some, yani, other, yani, clarifications necessary. But lakin is from akawatu inna. It signifies correction, wal istidraq, that you come behind what was said and you modify it, clarify it, bring some, yani, additional meaning that corrects, yani, what may have been misunderstood from the first statement. Istidraq, to come behind and make a correction. For example, Hamidun Zakiyun. Hamid is intelligent. Now I want to make istidraq. I want to come back and clarify here. Walakinnahu kaslanu. But he is lazy. Yeah, he's intelligent, but he's lazy. Alright, so in case the first statement, Hamid is Zakiyun, you would understand from that, mashallah, he's very smart, he does good in school, he's really got excellent grades. Lakinnahu kaslanu. But he's lazy. Okay, the fourth particle is later. It signifies wish, tamanni. For example, later, الشباب يعود. Would that youth return? I wish that youth would return, that I would be young again. Here, they're just giving one of the meanings of later, tamanni. It may mean that you wish for something that's not going to happen, but it also can mean that you wish for something that is unlikely. It's not probable, but it may be, yani, it's not impossible. Okay, so that's another meaning, that a person wish for something that is not impossible, but it's not likely to happen. La'alla, the last one, la'alla signifies hope or fear. It has two meanings. Yani, at-taraji is for hope, and al-ishfaqu is for fear. And we had both of these meanings previously, yani, in one of the other levels. Yani, the explanation that la'alla has two meanings. It signifies at-taraji, hope, and al-ishfaq, fear. From the context of the sentence, you know which one is intended. For example, la'alli, or la'alla, la'alla Allah yaghfiru li. I hope that Allah will forgive me. So here it means hope, because you're not fearing that Allah will forgive you. You are hoping that Allah will forgive you. You don't fear something good like that, right? The second example, لَعَلَّ الْجَرِيحَ يَمُوتُ. I am afraid, I fear the wounded might die. Okay, this is not you hope that he's going to die, but rather it's something that's bad, so you fear. So from the context you can know, لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرُ, I hope that Allah will forgive me. لَعَلَّ الْجَرِيءُ يَمُوتُ, I fear that the wounded person might die. These particles, okay, so those are the meanings and the examples of each of these particles, their significance. And then it says these particles are used with the mubtada and khabar. Remember we said inna wa akhawatuha, they are always used with the jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, and they render the mubtada when it becomes ismu inna mansoob. After the introduction, the mubtada is called ismu inna and it's mansoob, and the khabar is called khabaru inna and it remains marfu'un. So the example they give us from the right is Allahu ghafurun. Allah is forgiving. Allahu, the love of the Jalal, is the mubtada marfu'un with dhamma, and ghafurun is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma. After the introduction of inna, inna Allah ghafurun, that indeed, verily, surely Allah is forgiving. Yani in this sentence, yani the love of the Jalal, Allah is, yani the love of the Jalal is the ismu inna mansub with fatta, and ghafurun is khabaru inna, remains marfu'un with dhamma. Another point, unlike the mubtada, the ismu inna may be indefinite and still come first. It may be indefinite and still come first. The ismu inna, unlike the mubtada, it can't be indefinite and come first. If it's indefinite, it has to come last, delayed. But the ism inna, it can be indefinite and still come first. If the khabar of inna is a verbal sentence, then the ism inna can be indefinite and it can still come first. For example, ka'anna shay'an. Shay'an here is the ism, ka'anna. It's indefinite and it's still coming first. Why? Because the khabar is a verbal sentence, jumla fi'liya. Lam yahduth. Ka'anna shay'an lam yahduth. It is as if nothing has happened. It is as if nothing has happened. So that is one point, that the ism of inna, if its khabar is a verbal sentence, the ism inna can be indefinite and still come in the beginning. It can still come first. It doesn't have to be delayed if its khabar is a jumla fi'liya. Next point, just like the khabar, any of a jumla ismiya, the khabar of inna may also be of three types. It may be a mufrad, a single noun, or a jumla, a sentence of either type, jumla ismiya, jumla fi'liya, or a shibr jumla of either type, prepositional phrase or adverbial phrase. So the khabar of inna, just like the khabar of a jumla ismiya, the khabar of inna may be any one of these three types, a mufrad, a jumla of either of its two types, or shibr jumla of either of its two types. And then they give us five examples or 5 points. Yani they show us the khabar of inna being a mufrad, and then they show us secondly it being a sentence, a verbal sentence or a nominal sentence, and then they show it being a shibr jumla either as a prepositional phrase or as a dharf. So two types of sentences, two types of shibr jumla, and as well it could be a mufrad. So the verbal sentence is divided into A and B, and the shibr jumla is divided into A and B, making 5 types of khabar. Okay, let's look at each one. The mufrad, the ism, the khabar of inna as a mufrad, inna Allah sari'u al-hisabi. Surely Allah is swift in taking account. Yani the love of the Jalala is the ism of inna, mansub with fatta, and sari'u is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma. This is in the Quran, 3rd Surah, 199th Ayat. Sentences, two types of sentences. The khabar of inna may also be a verbal sentence, as in, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. So the love of the Jalala is the ism inna mansub with fatta, and يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, this verbal sentence, يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, is the khabar of inna. The second type of sentence, nominal sentence, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Surely, I'm sorry, the previous sentence is from the Quran, 39th Surah, 53rd Ayat, And this nominal sentence is from the Quran, 31st surah, 34th ayat. Inna Allaha indahu ilmu sa'ati. Surely Allah with him is the knowledge of the hour. Yani, the lafz al-jalala is the ism inna mansub al-fatah, and the whole nominal sentence, jumla ismiya, indahu ilmu sa'a, is the khabar of inna. Going to the final page, 97. We're just about out of time. Going to the final page, 97. The third thing here is the shibh jumla. Okay, the first one is a mufrad, a single word. The second one are two types of sentences. And the third one are two types of shibh jumla, either a prepositional phrase or a dharf. A prepositional phrase, the example of this, yani the jaru, al-jaru wal-majroor, the prepositional phrase is the preposition and the noun that became majroor because of it. Al-jaru wal-majroor is referred to as one type of shibh jumla. Jaru wal-majroor, prepositional phrase. Ka'annaka min as-sini. It looks as if you are from China. Yani, it appears as though you are from China. Yani, because of resemblance, tashbih. Yani, ka'anna here meaning tashbih. Ka'annaka min as-sin. So here we see that the ism of ka'anna is the pronoun kaf, and the khabar, and of course, yani, because it's a pronoun, it's mabniyun, so we don't say it's mansub, but we say it is. Yani ismu inna, yani mabniyun fi mahalli nasb. Fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. And min as-sin, the jaa wal majroor, the preposition and its object, is the khabar. So this is an example of the khabar of inna being a prepositional phrase. Yani jaa wal majroor. The second type of prepositional phrase is the dharf, the adverbial phrase. B, it says, la'alla al-mudarrisa عند المدير. I hope the teacher is at the headmaster's, yani at the headmaster's office. Yani al-mudarrisa is the ism la'alla mansub al-fatah, and عند المدير the ظرف عند, and it's مضاف إليه المدير. Yani is the adverbial phrase. The second type of shibh jumla is the khabar. Khabar, yani as an adverbial phrase. Another point related to this, yani if the khabar is a shibh jumla, yani like what we just saw, yani the prepositional phrase or adverbial phrase, if the khabar is a shibh jumla, it may precede the ism, yani it may come ahead of its time. Yani khabar muqaddam, it may precede the ism, which should normally come first, if the khabar is a shibh jumla. For example, inna ilayna iyabahum, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا. إِلَيْنَا is the khabar, مُقَدَّم. And إِيَابَ is the ism إِنَّ, يعني مُؤَخَّر, مَنْسُوب وَثْفَتَّ. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْنَا, يعني عَلَيْنَا is the khabar of إِنَّ. And حِسَابَهُمْ is the ism of إِنَّ, يعني delayed. Ism إِنَّ delayed. But ism إِنَّ is مَنْسُوب وَثْفَتَّ. حِسَابَهُمْ. In this case, yani the shibh jumla may precede the ism. It's permissible, even though yani this is a case where the ism inna is definite. Yani because hisabahum is definite because it's connected to a definite word, the pronoun hum, and iyabahum also is definite. This is in the Quran, 88th surah, 25th and 26th ayat. The original sequence would have been inna iyabahum ilayna. وَإِنَّ حِسَابَهُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Yani meaning, إِيَابَهُمْ being the ism inna should come normally first, and the same thing, حِسَابَهُمْ should normally come first, even though its khabar is a shibh jumla, but it's definite, so it should normally come first, but it's permissible for the khabar to come first, even when the ism inna is definite. Here the ism, inna, إِيَابَهُمْ, and حِسَابَهُمْ is definite. So the change of order is optional. It's not mandatory, but it's permissible to do it like that. But if the ism of inna is indefinite and its khabar is a shibh jumla, it is compulsory that the order be reversed. Yani that the khabar come first. If the khabar is a shibh jumla and the ism inna is indefinite, the order must be reversed. For example, inna ladayna أنكالا وجحيما. يعني surely with us are fetters and a raging fire. From the Quran 73:12, إن لدينا أنكالا. Because أنكالا is the ism in the mansub, but because it's indefinite and its khabar is a shibba jumla, لدينا, then the order is must be reversed. Another example they gave us from the Quran 94th Surah 6 ayat, إن مع العسر يسرا. يعني surely with hardship or difficulty is ease. In this case, the ism of inna is yusran, but because it's indefinite and its khabar is a shibba jumla, these two things together, the ism inna is indefinite and the khabar of inna is yani a shibba jumla, so it is compulsory for its order to be reversed. Naam. We did say before, in case anybody has some yani lack of clarity here, we did say that the ism of inna, if it's indefinite, it can still come first, but that's if its khabar is a verbal sentence. If its khabar is a verbal sentence. But if its khabar is a shibba jumla, and the ism inna is indefinite, the order must be reversed. The ism inna being delayed, and the khabar of inna being advanced. The last thing that we want to say, I'm going to close with this, as the time has run out. If the ism of later is a pronoun of the first person singular, ya al-mutakallam, it is compulsory to use noon al-wiqaya with it. For example, laytani tiflun. Compulsory to use the noon al-wiqaya between later and the ya al-mutakallam. Would that I were a child. With inna and anna and ka'anna and lakinna, it is optional to use the noon al-wiqaya. So you may say inni without noon al-wiqaya or innani with it. It's optional. Likewise, with the other three particles, inna, anna, ka'anna and lakinna, it's optional to use the noon al-wiqaya. But noon al-wiqaya is not used with la'alla. So we say, la'alli la'araka muddatan tawilatan. I'm afraid that I will not see you for a long time. This means that the noon al-wiqaya is compulsory to be used with later. It's not to be used with la'alla. And with the others, inna wa anna wa ka'anna lakinna, it's optional. And we're going to stop with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing that which is pleasing to Him. In accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he recognize, reward and record our good deeds, and that he pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that he grant us the ability to be upright and steadfast upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to him in a condition of being pleasing to him and pleasing with him. And we ask Allah to grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower his mercy upon those who have passed away, to fill their graves with light and to make them spacious. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.